Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, and give you praise and glory. The entrance of your word gives light. And we know, Lord, that that light is going to shine in our hearts this morning. The Bible says the light of God shines and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Amen. And blow the trumpet in Zion. You know, so I'm going to be sounding an alarm this morning. Kind of different message. You know, we preach on faith and joy and deliverance and healing all the time. You know, but, you know, today, you know, the message is awake from spiritual slumber. Amen. Now, that's the message I'm going to be preaching this morning. You know, so I'm only talking about spiritual slumber and what that is all about and, you know, and God's call to wake us up from sleep. So I'm going to start here. But before I do, you know, I want to just, I want to sing this chorus. He says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Now that's what we are going to be doing this morning. We're sounding the alarm. Praise the name of the Lord. Can somebody say hallelujah? Matthew chapter 25 is where I'm going to start. Awake from spiritual slumber. And Jesus, he told this parable about the kingdom of God that's likened unto 10 virgins. And here's what he had to say about it. Matthew chapter 25, and I am going to start at verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Now they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now verse 5 is where we're going this morning. While the bridegroom tarried, they all, now that's both the wise and the foolish, they all slumbered and slept. That's everybody. You know, one time Moses, he went up on the mountain, you know, for a long time, and you know, they said, well, we don't know what's become of this Moses. You know, I mean, we don't know what's happened to him and so on. You know, so, you know, they got impatient and they couldn't wait. And they said, well, you know, they said to Aaron, get you up and make us gods, you know, like gods of Egypt and so forth. So they wanted, in their hearts were already going back to Egypt already. You know, just because, you know, Moses, you know, he was gone in the presence of the Lord for a while and they didn't see him. You know, now, this scripture says, they all slumbered and slept. Now, there is something that separates the wise from the foolish, though. Even though they all slumbered and slept, the wise had extra oil. You know, they were wise enough to know that the long wait for the bridegroom might even be prolonged. You know, so not only did they carry the lamps that had the oil, they carried extra oil in extra vessels, you know, for the lamps. You know, and when at midnight, the Bible said there was a cry made that says, arise and go out to meet the bridegroom. Oh my, you know, so it's the cry that said, get up from your slumber and your sleep. See, because they were all slumbering and sleeping. And that's the cry that I'm going to be giving this morning. Wake up, people. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Can somebody say amen? Well, you know, this kind of message is always not exactly, you know, very popular. You know, but, you know, this is what the Lord wants me to preach this morning. I want everybody to pay attention. Now, these people, they were all sleeping. And now, if they represent the kingdom of God, the Bible said the kingdom of heaven is like unto. So it's like, you know, and today you look around, there's a lot of sleeping churches, you know, and within the church, a lot of people are sleeping. Now, you say sleeping with that. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And what's causing the sleeping? What's causing the slumber? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. You know, so, you know, iniquity is abounding everywhere. Everywhere you look on television, you know, you look everywhere, you know, there's iniquity everywhere. People are getting bolder in their sins, you know, and they reproaching the Lord and provoking God and all of these things to anger. You know, people are doing it, and the cup of iniquity is filling up, you know, and because of that, the love of the Christians are waxing cold, you know, and people are going to sleep, you know, and they're just, you know, fold their arms a little bit and sleep, you know, and then just forget, you know, because of all the conditions that are around them. Now, in Amos chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Now, that's not being at peace with God. That's not being in the spirit of rest. That's not the one where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Now, that's not what he's talking about here. This is complacency. This is spiritual apartheid, if you want to put it that way. Now, people don't care anymore, you know. They don't care that people are going, you know, souls are dying and going to hell, you know, every day. You know, I don't care about that anymore. You know, they just go on about their merry business and so forth like that. They're just at ease. There's no passion for souls. There's no excitement, you know, for the things of God. Jesus himself, even at a little age, said, I must be about my Father's business. He said, you know, even at 12 years old, you know, he said, I must be about my Father's business. And he was about his Father's business all the time. So woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Now, Proverbs chapter 6, and I'm going to start at verse 4. I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 6. And I am going to start at verse 4. Now, I'm going to get into the serious part of this message right now. Proverbs chapter 6. And I'm reading from verse 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. You know, now this, you know, you say sleep and slumber. Yeah, this is, you know, even though he's using, you know, natural terms here, we're dealing with spiritual things here. You know, now I'm also going to talk about the natural sleep and natural slumber and so forth. You know, this is what the natural sleep and slumber does to people. You know, verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. You know, people who like to sleep a lot. You know, and slumber a lot. You know, and instead of getting up and doing something, they just like to lay around and sleep. They become sluggards. Lazy. Slothful in business. You know, I can't do anything for the Lord or for themselves hardly. You know, let alone for anybody. You know, so, and then the Bible is saying, look, you know, if you're that lazy, you check out the ant and see how he takes care of business. The ants have no guide, neither overseer nor ruler, but he provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Now, how long without sleep, O sluggard? Now, that spiritual sleep is what I'm talking about this morning, but you can take that also
to natural sleep. You know, people who like to sleep a lot in the natural, I guarantee you, they're just like that in the spiritual as well. You know, because, you know, you can't just be laying around and sleeping all the time. You know, because there's a lot of things to be done. And, you know, we need to awake and quicken our pace. You know, but if you are just, you know, if you don't know how to retain the time, you just like to sleep and so forth like that, you know, pretty soon that same, you know, that same laziness sets in even in your spiritual life. Same thing, you know. And very soon the Lord looks and he said, my goodness, you know, I'm going to tell you about that, you know. Get a little sleep. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 10. And yet a little slumber. See, all you have to do is sleep just a little bit. All you have to do is slumber just a little bit. All you have to do is fold your arms a little bit. You know, just be a little complacent. You know, you don't have to deny the Lord altogether. You know, all you have to do is just, you know, cool down a little bit. You know, that's how the devil gets you. You know, a little sleep. A little slumber. A little folding of your arms to sleep. You know, now in the natural it's the same thing. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth. If you like to sleep all the lot, a lot, instead of getting up and doing something, well, you are going to be poor. Amen? Praise God. You know, but if you like to get up and do something, you know, oh yeah, and then same thing works in spiritual terms. You know, you just lay around, you just let, you know the reason why people, you know, just lay around and so forth, because they think somebody else is going to do it. You know, they just want, you know, well, yeah, they don't care, you know. There's something to be done, you know. They don't really think that they ought to get up and do it, you know, because somebody else is going to do it. Well, you know, there is nobody else but you. Amen? Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. You know, and, you know, if you get too comfortable and be at ease and so on like that, you know, then you might forget what the Lord wants us to do. Now, Proverbs chapter 24 will tell you the same thing, you know, starting at verse 30. A little slumber, he will tell you. A little folding of the arms to sleep, you know. And then the next thing you know, spiritual poverty sets in. Proverbs chapter 24. Let me read it here from verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful. Now, this is somebody who is slothful naturally, but it's also somebody that's slothful in the spiritual things. Because the Bible says, be not slothful in the business of the Lord. And I went by the vineyard of the man that was void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns. See, this is what happens to people, you know, that are slothful and lazy and are like a sluggard. And, you know, and pretty soon, their vineyard is grown over with thorns. Instead of being a beautiful garden, it becomes thorns. And nestles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it, and I looked, and I received instruction. And what was the instruction? He found out that a little sleep, and a little slumber, and a little folding of the arms to sleep, so shall that poverty. Now that's the second time he's saying that. So shall that poverty come upon you. And so what happens? Well, of course the devil, he knows this too, and he's smart. You know. So all he has to do is introduce a little appetite, a little lukewarmness, you know. You don't pray just as much as you used to do, you know. You don't get excited about coming to church like you used to do. You don't even get excited about witnessing for the Lord, you know, and so forth, you know. And then the next thing you know, a little lukewarmness sets in. And before you know it, you're out cold. See, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity is abounding. Listen to what Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2. And listen to what he said to the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4. Now this particular church was actually doing things for the Lord, you know, but they were missing one thing. And the one thing that they were missing was that they had departed from their first law. They had fallen from their first law. So let's see what Jesus had to say to them in Revelation chapter 3. And Revelation chapter 2. And I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
Is it your first love?
Absolutely.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works again.
See,
or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Now, so that's a stern warning from the Lord this morning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You need to wake up. You need to repent.
See, of the spiritual slumber and the apathy and being at ease and so forth like that. You know,
and then you need to do the first works again. And you need to be excited about the things of God again.
Like when you first met the Lord.
When that Holy Spirit first came into your life. The bubbling, the joy, the excitement. Nobody could shut you up.
You know.
But today, you know, nobody could even stir you up almost.
Spiritual slumber setting in. You know, and it's a condition that's all over the church. It's a condition that's all over the church. Listen to the condition of the church at the end of the age. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, talking to the church of Laodicea, he said, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were either cold or hot. You know, Jesus doesn't want this lukewarmness that's in the church. You know, if you are going to be hot, be hot. And if you are going to be cold, be cold. But because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Now that's a very dangerous place to be. Can you say amen? Okay, yeah, it is a very dangerous place to be. The lukewarmness, you know, your lukewarmness. I mean, you straddle. You got one foot here in the kingdom, and you one foot here in the world, and you just straddle. That's lukewarmness. Praise the name of the Lord. You shall serve the Lord thy God with all your heart. You know, God will have none of this sharing his place in your life with the world. You'll have none of it. He wants first place, sir. Hallelujah. And only place. He wants you to, you know, serve him with all of your heart. You know, so the lukewarmness, the conditions that are in the church today and in the world and so forth like that. And here's what it said, you know, because thou sayest, I am rich. Well, you know, a lot of churches today, rich, you know, and that's all they talk about, you know, increase with goods, you know, and have need of nothing, and knowest that thou art wretched and miserable. My goodness. And poor and blind and naked of the glory of God. You know what that he said? Ichabod. The glory of God is departed. You know, the glory of God is departed. But the people are carrying on. You know, how do they carry on? Well, you know, they got bigger programs and bigger things and so forth like that. And they say, we got this, we got that. And the Lord said, no, you are miserable. You are wretched. Amen. You are poor. You are blind. You are even naked. Because the glory of God is not there. You know? Hallelujah. It is the glory of God in our lives. Oh yeah, that's what makes the difference. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And he said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Oh my goodness. Now some people don't even like to taste any kind of hardship for the Lord at all. You know? But I tell you what, the Bible says, they that must live godly in Christ Jesus, they will suffer persecution. If you want to live godly, you will be tried. Now, there's the fiery furnace kind of thing. The three Hebrew boys, they went through it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, and they had opportunity, in fact, under the penalty of death. Anytime you hear this music and so forth, you don't bow down and worship this image, you know. The penalty of death. But they said, we will not. We will serve the Lord our God only. Hallelujah, somebody. And they said, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter.
Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, amen, praise God. Now, are you at the point that you are ready to suffer some shame for the Lord? You know, or you know, because you know, you lose a little face with your peers, you know, then you give up and so forth like that, or on the job and so on, you know. No, you must be at a point where you say, my God is able to deliver. But even if he doesn't deliver, yet I will not bow down. I'm not going to compromise my faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, you can stand out of the crowd. You don't have to be with mainstream, you know, all these kind of things that they're doing. Be different. Choose and dare to be uncommon. Praise God. And the Lord, you know, when you stand with the Lord, one with God is always a majority, I guarantee you. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord said, you know, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. He said, bow of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And white raiment, that you may be clothed. That's the righteousness of the saints. And that the shame of your nakedness, and that's the glory of God, should come upon you. Let the shame of your nakedness not appear. And anoint your eyes with eyes of, that you may see, you know, wondrous things out of the word of the Lord, and so forth like that. So he begins to counsel them and tell them that you need to wake up out of this slumber and out of this sleep. Now, we are not children of darkness. Can somebody say amen? If I have some children of light in the house, can you testify? Hallelujah. Can you testify and say amen? That's right, we are not children of darkness. First Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. We are not children of darkness at all. You know, but of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I should write of you, because you yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now, many people have forgotten that the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. See, a thief in the night, that means you're not ready, you're not waiting, you don't know that they're coming, you know. It sneaks up upon you, you know, and that's the way the day of the Lord is coming, when you least expect it, you know. And when they shall say peace and safety and all of this thing, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now, brethren, ye are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light. Can I get an amen? Amen. And ye are the children of the day. We are not of the night, you know, and we are not of darkness. So let us not sleep. Now he comes back to that slumber again. Let us not sleep as others do, you know, but let us watch and be sober, because they that sleep, they sleep in the night. See, but we are children of the day, so we ought to be awake. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, we ought to be awake. He said, let us not sleep, and let us not be drunken and all of these things. He said, but let us be sober, because we are of the day. Let us put on the breastplate of faith and love, and of the helmet, you know, for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Because God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say hallelujah to that? But you must wake up out of the spiritual slumber that is in the land today. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. And I'm going to read verses 11 through 14. Romans 13, 11 through 14. Can tell you the same thing here, you know. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness and chambering and, you know, wantonness and strife and envying, and if I may add, not in fornication and adultery and lying and gossip and backbiting and all of these things of the flesh, you know. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Wake up, he said, because the time is far, the night is far spent. The day is breaking now. Hallelujah. The day star from on high. The morning star is visiting his people. The day spring is coming now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is that servant whom, when his Lord cometh, shall find him so doing.
Now, we sang the song this morning, you know, and that song said, I'm a friend of God, and so forth like that. And we sang the song, and it was a song of joy, you know, and a song, you know, I mean, everybody likes to be a friend of God, and that's wonderful, you know, praise God, you know. But listen to what Jesus said unto them, you know, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Now that's John chapter 15 and verse 14. So the next time you sing that song, you stop. Don't say, God calls me friend. No, maybe he doesn't. You know, because if you are not doing what he commands you, you are not his friend. He says right here, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So don't be singing, I'm a friend of God and all these wonderful things. You know, well, you know, you may think you are, but does God think you are? See, are you doing the things that he has commanded you? You know, or are you in a slumber and sleep? And what are the things that he has commanded you? Hallelujah. Ye are my witnesses, said the Lord. Go ye into all the world and teach all nations. And everywhere you go, see, the Bible says, you cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. But you must let the light shine. Praise God, somebody. Most people, first of all, they may not even have any light to show. And even when they light the candle, they want to hide it and so forth. Be a closet Christian, you know, and so on. You know, you're a Christian only when you come to church on Sunday. You shout the victory. You praise the name of the Lord. And then on Sunday and on Monday or whatever else, you know, when you're not in church, Monday through Saturday, you know, there's no difference at all between you and the rest of the world. Well, that's not going to work. Praise God. And if you were accused, see, of being a believer in Jesus Christ, will there be enough evidence to convict you? Or will you be acquitted? Now think about that this morning. You know, a lot of people that say they are believers, if they were accused of being a believer, they will be acquitted. Because there will be no evidence at all in their lives that they are believers. Because there's no difference in their life. You know, they're just like the world. But the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And then I will be your God. And then you will be my children, saith the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You are my friends if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 14 through 16. Remember, we're talking about waking up from spiritual slumber. That's what we're talking about. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest. Now how many times is he going to say that? Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Now you see that a little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the arms has now graduated in spiritual death. See? First it was a little sleep, a little slumber, just snooze off a little bit and so forth. School down a little bit. Don't get too excited, you know, about the Lord and so forth. You know, just calm down, just, you know, cool it down a little bit. You know, the next thing you know, guess what sets in? Death. Awake, he said, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Amen. You know, and Christ shall give you light. Oh my. You know, the things that are dead, he told them, he said, strengthen the things, you know, that are ready to die even, you know. Go back to your first love and see that you walk circumspectly and not as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And because of the evil that is abounding, it's making the love of many to wax cold. But here is what I've got good news today. Amen. Praise God. You know, I've got good news. You know, here is what he wants from you. You know, today. Turn with me to Isaiah. and chapter 60. Here's good news of what he wants from you this morning. Praise God. Arise, he said, and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And in another place he says, awake. In Isaiah 52, he says, awake, put on thy strength. Tell them. So he says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Isaiah 60. And gross darkness shall cover the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, oh my, that's like the unbelievers. See, when you stir up yourself, you know, and you awake out of sleep, you know, it's going to be a revival. You know, he said, the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And even kings, nations, and different things, so the brightness of thy rising. Because the glory of the Lord is what brings it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let me read Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6. And I'm going to read here from verse 9. And this is the challenge that I am going to challenge us with this morning to close this message here this morning. Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 9. I'll start at verse 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, well, you know, and that's what he wants me to say unto you, you know, pretty much this message this morning. Command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is a burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the Lord shall be burning in it. Now, the fire of the Lord, is it burning in your life? Or has that flame gone out? If it's a flame that's gone out, we need to reignite that flame this morning. Amen. And the priest shall put on his linen garments, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes and so forth, the fire that he had consumed with the burnt offering, and shall put aside. And he said he shall put off his garments, and put on the other garments, and carry forth the ashes of to a clean place outside the camp. Oh my. Are you ready to go outside the camp? See, or are you comfortable, you know, just comfortable within, you know, these four walls or so forth, you know. But here's what he said, verse 12. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, and it shall not be put out. Can somebody say amen? Amen. God wants that fire of the Holy Ghost burning in your life. He doesn't want it to go out, but the lamps are going out in so many lives. The priest shall burn wood lit on every morning. Has God made you a king and a priest? Yes. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. He has made us kings and priests. The priest shall have that light and have that fire burning continually every morning, he said. And he said, you know, they shall, it will be the burnt offering in order upon it, and they shall burn thereof, you know, and so forth. He said, the fire, verse 6, 13, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, and it shall never be put out. Can you say that of your life this morning? Can you say that you have the same fire burning in you today as when you first received the Lord, or you first received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Do you have that passion? You have the fire. And if you never had any passion, if you don't have any passion for souls, turn off the television. If you don't have any passion for souls, get off the Facebook. Amen. Get off the internet. If you don't have passion for souls, get off all of these things and get yourself a jug of water and go into your closet and seek the face of the Lord. And peradventure, maybe the Lord will have mercy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, people say, well, we want revival. Well, you cannot have any revival. See, when the church is in the condition that it is in today. I mean, we've got enough people in here to turn Phoenix upside down. Amen. All we just need is somebody to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? That's all we need. We need one person to be on fire for the Lord. Oh my. And then they can ignite other fires. And then pretty soon, you know, oh my, the whole place is lit up and there is fire everywhere fire on the mountain, you know, and it keeps burning and so on. And the glory of the Lord begins to move and bring in the people, you know, for himself. You know, that's how it works, you know, now. But if everything is dead, consider, you know, a battery that is charged and live. And consider that every other battery is dead. And if you have to use this one battery to charge every other battery, pretty soon he will be dead too. Because it will be all drained out. But if all the batteries were charged, hallelujah, somebody. And here's what happens every time we come to service. You know, some batteries are dead. And somebody who's got, you know, some charge, they're trying to spark, you know, something. Ignite the spark in somebody, you know. But it takes a long time to get them cramped up because they are out cold. But if your battery was already charged, oh my. Can you imagine what is going to happen when you get together? There'll be an explosion when you come together in power like that. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. It'll be like a volcanic eruption, an explosion of the dynamo of God's Spirit. Will just burst forth like that. And he will be ready to do great things. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And if you are here for the first time, you say, well, I don't know what they are talking about. Well, you know, I'm going to make it very simple. God is calling you today. Praise God. And you say, he's calling me? That's right. Because no man can come unto me, Jesus said, except the Father draws him. But how does he draw? He's drawing you through the message of the gospel. You know, that's how he draws. And so if you're here this morning, well, you're not here by accident. Nobody is here by accident. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me remind us, GMI Church, just in case you forgot. You know, one of the reasons why the Lord called this ministry was so that we would not become church as usual. Amen. Praise God. But some of us are forgetting that. So we're going back to that comfort zone again. Just be church. Just come to church. Just praise the Lord. Everybody preach to one another. And everybody's so excited and so forth like that. You know, why the world is dying and going to hell. You know, and we all come here. We all preach to one another and, you know, shout the victory and shout the glory and so forth. Well, that's all wonderful. But I guarantee you, you know, Jesus said, other sheep I have that are not yet of this fold, them also must I bring. And there will be one fold. Hallelujah, somebody. And one shepherd. And there is nothing more uppermost in God's heart right now than to bring in the lost. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And he needs you. Amen. And don't you dare quit on God. Amen. Don't you dare quit on the Lord. Because he needs you. Praise God. He needs you now. You know. And so you stand up for Jesus. You get up of that slumber. You shake the dust from around you and cast off all, you know, all of these things and so forth. You know, praise God. And you get a hold of God. You get a hold of that fire of the Holy Ghost and don't turn him loose. Praise God. Now, if there's somebody that's holding you back, you better cut loose from them. Because Jesus said, it'll be better for you to enter into life. Oh. See, than for your, you know, our life even maimed, than for your whole, you know, if your whole to be cast into the rest. And what do you do? He said, if your eye makes you to sin, pluck it out. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Amen. You think he's talking about your arm? Well, he may be talking about your arm. See, you know, but Jesus often uses many paradoxes and so on. You know, and it, you know, it's the same thing. There's anything in your life that's causing you, you know, the fire in your life to be drained out. Get rid of it. Praise God. You know, you've got to choose the Lord as your chief joy. You know, set your affections, the Bible says, on things that are above. You know, the reason why, you know, people's joys are withered, you know, because they set their affection on things that are on the earth. And pretty soon, those things wither away, and so does their joy. But their joy is set on those things.
But if you set your joy on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
Praise God. And if every day you put some more oil under that fire, if every day you fan that fire, praise God. You know, John the Baptist, he said, you know, there's one that is coming after me that shall baptize you with a Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. Oh, not just the Holy Ghost. A lot of people have that Holy Ghost, but they don't have that fire. You know, because all they do is just speak in tongues and so forth. You know, oh no. Jesus said, ye shall receive the power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Praise God. And Jesus said, you know, John the Baptist said of him, he said, his fan is in his hand. Oh my. He'll fan and thoroughly purge his floor. Praise God. Let them both grow until the end, he said. The tares and the wheat together. And that's why the church is so powerless these days, because they're a mixed crowd. You know, it's all in there, you know, all of these things and so forth. You know, you can't even know very well too much. You know, if you look at the church, you have to really look with a discerning eye, you know, because they are all mixed in there. It's like a big house, the Bible says. You know, there are all kinds of vessels, vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. But which one are you going to be? Praise God. But if any man will cleanse himself from all this unrighteousness, then he will be a vessel of honor in the hands of the Lord. Wake up, people. Wake up to righteousness. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 The fire shall never be put out. Is your fire going out? Is your lamp going out? You have an opportunity this morning to recommit, rededicate your life to the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. You need to be doing, you know, get up and occupy for the Lord. Jesus said, occupy until I come. Be doing something. Be praying. Be witnessing. Be winning souls. Be shining for the Lord. You know, don't just sit back and relax and be at ease. No. You need to be excited about the things of God. There needs to be an urgency in your life. Praise you in the name of the Lord. You know, the sluggard, he has no urgency about anything. He procrastinates everything. You know, he just sleeps. He doesn't care. You know, when he's supposed to get up in the morning, he'll not get up. When he's supposed to go to work, he'll be sleeping. When he's supposed to go to school, he'll be sleeping. He's a sluggard, saith the Lord. And his poverty, oh, shall discover him. That's right. You know. But if you will wake up, the Lord, he will help you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And you must be determined, the Bible says, let us be determined, you know, to go without the camp and suffer his reproach. You must be determined, you know, wherever you are, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if you will not wake up, then the Lord will have to send some persecution. That's right. You know, that will wake you up. You know. Amen? Praise God. You know, God knows how to do it. You know, he'll send that fire of persecution and then you wake up, you know. But you wake up now. Praise God. Don't lose any more time. Let's not let the devil gain any more ground. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's not let the devil gain any more ground. It's time to take back the kingdom. Hallelujah, somebody. It's time to take back the kingdom for Jesus and the saints of the Most High God. The time came that they possessed that kingdom. Hallelujah. This is the time that we ought to possess the kingdom for Jesus Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, make a difference for Jesus. Praise God. But you cannot give what you don't have. And somebody say amen. Oh, you cannot give what you don't have. You know, so if your oil has leaked out, and if you are in slumber mode, you know, right now, this is time for you to wake up. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give you light. Now, I'm going to pray. And Jesus said, I'm married to the backslider. Now, you remember the prodigal son. Oh, yeah, he went and wasted his substance. And he did all of that and so forth like that. Riotous living.
You know, but one day he came to his senses and he said, I must return unto my father. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now if you are in here this morning and you say, I need to return. Hallelujah. I need to return home. Praise God. And maybe even you're saved, but your life is powerless. You're not bringing any fruit to the kingdom of God. You know, you have nothing to show for it. You know, then it is time for you to wake up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every branch in me that bringeth forth not fruit is cut down and withered away. But those branches that are producing, oh yeah, they are pruned so that they may bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of God.
Hallelujah.
If that's you in here this morning that you want to produce more, you want that fire to be burning. You don't want your fire to wait, you know, to win off and you know, just die off. You know, you want to be awakened out of spiritual slumber. If you are here this morning, we never want to close any service without giving it, the people a chance to make it right with God. Because we're not guaranteed another day. But we know that while it is today, if you will hear his voice, and you harden not your heart, he will have mercy on you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Just as I am, without one plea. I want you to come and believe the Lord. If you want the Lord to restore something special in your life this morning. If you want to be woken out of spiritual sleep. And if you have heard his voice this morning, and you say, it is time for me to get up. I'm going to ask the Lord this morning to give you the grace to stay awake. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Not only to be woken out of sleep, but the grace to stay awake. Because it is the midnight hour. And we must go out to meet the bridegroom. Now while I'm going to pray, if you want me to pray with you, I want you to step out now and come right here. And if you want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, there is always room at the altar. Praise God. And if you want the Lord to bring the awakening in your life, you step out and let me pray with you. Praise God. The things of God. You used to be passionate about the things of God. Nobody could shut you up. When you first received the Holy Ghost, the bubbling, the joy was in your life. You wanted a little bit more. You wanted something more. You wanted to dig a little deeper. You wanted something more from God. You were not satisfied with the status quo. But today, a little slumber and a little sleep. But the Lord is here today to wake us all up. Sound the alarm, he said. And blow the trumpet in Zion. Father, in the name of Jesus, those of you who are here, come closer. And let us ask the Lord. Lift up your hands and begin to pray and ask the Lord to recharge you now. Don't say in your mind, behold, I am rich and increased and you know, with goods and have need of nothing. Jesus said, you are poor, you are miserable, you are wretched. Ask of me gold. Now, I want you to ask of him gold. You say, I don't know what that means. It doesn't matter. Just say, Lord, whatever that gold tried in the fire is, I want it, Lord. Whatever that eyes of is that can make my eyes to see the glory of God, I want it, Lord. Jesus said, ask of me and I will show you great and mighty things which you have not known. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. You say, well, you know, I've been saved. You know, I speak in tongues and so forth. That is just a drop in the bucket, saith the Lord. You come. You press in. And you experience his glory. You shake off from yourself the dust and all the things that are holding you back. And you stir up the gift of God in you this morning. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. Father, move upon your people, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can I get an amen from the people that are standing here? Hallelujah. Lord, move upon the hearts of your people. Oh, hallelujah.
the preparations of the heart, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Lord, prepare your word that has gone forth this morning in their hearts, Lord. And let it bring forth the answer of faith every day out of their tongues. They say, I am following the Lord Jesus Christ. And let them wake up like the priest every morning and put the oil in the lamp so that it will burn perpetually. Hallelujah. Lord, we are looking for that perpetual anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, all the hands that are feeble, that have been folding to sleep and slumber, the eyelids that have been given to sleep, and the minds that have gone to lull to sleep, wake them up, O Lord, this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Lord Jesus, bring the light of life into everyone this morning, Lord, and energize the Spirit of God that is in them again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ignite the flame, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bring back the sunshine. Bring back the excitement in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Now, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Empower, Lord, everyone. Endue them with the power of God from on high, so that they may be effective witnesses for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And help us, O Lord, every one of us, not to go back to sleep, but to be awake and to be alert, because the night is far spent and the day is at hand. The Lord grant you, according to your petition this morning, a heart that yearns after the Lord. The Lord grant you an understanding concerning the will of the Lord in your life this morning. May the Lord impart unto you the spirit of urgency. And let the zeal of the house of the Lord come upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, O Lord, stir up in them, Lord, the gifts of God that are latent. Let them be stirred up even this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want you to know that when the Lord, when he sows the seed, the enemy is waiting to pluck that seed off your heart. You know, so, you know, after the service, while you go home and so forth, the enemy is ready to pluck this word out of your heart. You know, the way that you make sure and you safeguard this word in your heart is to meditate upon it even after the service. Meditate upon the word of God. And say, what can I do to make sure that I'm awake? And make sure that I don't go back to sleep. Cut off the hours of television. Cut off all these other things that you do. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in reading the word. And witness for somebody. Be a light. And be a channel of blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. And the prophet said, and I looked, and behold, a great army are shaking together. Hallelujah. All the dead bones begin to come to life again. Hallelujah, somebody. All the deadness in your life, we prophesy life again in Jesus' mighty name. An exceeding great army that you will stand up and take the city for Jesus. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, stand up for Jesus Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you for that. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. Send that power, Lord. Send that power once again into our lives in the name of Jesus. Let thy word be a fire in our bones. Hallelujah. Even like Jeremiah said, thy word is a fire unto my bones. I cannot shut up. I must preach the gospel. And Paul said, woe is unto me if I don't preach this gospel. Lord Jesus, so let your people feel the fire in their bones. Free the fire in them, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Free the fire in every soul. Hallelujah. Ablaze again for Christ. Ignite the flame in them again, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you all came out and rededicated yourself to the passion and the fire. Don't let that fire go out. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His grace to be abundant in your life. Lift up His countenance unto you. Give you the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit. An endowment of power from above for His own glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will be closing the service now momentarily.